everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie. So, Erin, do you like to read?
I love to read.
What kinds of books do you like to read the most?
Usually fiction books.
Mm-hmm. A lot of books.
Yeah, a lot of literature. So, not books that have, like, dragons and stuff in them, usually.
You don't like those?
Not usually. I mean, I think there other people do, but I like to read good, like, books with really good stories in them, I guess.
So, like, Sherlock Holmes and...
Yeah, right. Stuff like that.
Okay.
What about you?
As for me, I like to read novels that are adapted to movies.
Oh.
So I watch the movies first, and if they interest me, I read the novels.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Well, what about some classic Chinese novels? Do you read those?
To be honest with you, I don't read them that much, but I do know some authors from my home countries.
Okay, well, why do you know them without reading their books?
Well, from the Chinese textbooks in senior high school, I guess.
Okay, well, as you can guess, today's article is all about books and three important authors.
Okay.
Now let's get to our article to find out more.
Reading.
Great works of three Hakka authors. The Hakka are famous for their use of the tung tree and for their food. However, they've also produced some famous writers. The three most famous Hakka authors are Wu Zhuoliu, Zhong Zhaozheng, and Zhong Lihe. Wu Zhuoliu was a Taiwanese journalist and novelist. In 1941, he went to China for 15 months. History there heavily influenced his most well-known work, Orphan of Asia. The story takes a look at what it means to be Taiwanese. Zhong Zhaozheng promoted the use of the Taiwanese and Hakka languages in writing. His most famous work, The Dull Ice Flower, looks at education problems and the ignored rural area of Taiwan. Zhong Lihe is known as the father of Taiwanese rural literature. Zhong moved to China in 1938 and returned to Taiwan in 1946. From the Old Country is his most famous work. In it, he looked at the different ethnic groups in Taiwan. Despite their differences, he felt they could get along in the end. To make a long story short, if you like Taiwanese literature, check out these three Hakka authors sometime.
Now, today's article starts out by saying the Hakka are famous for their use of the tung tree and for their food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard about these tung trees. They have beautiful white flowers that look like snow when they fall.
That's right. Actually, the tung tree, you tong shu, is usually useful in many different ways. The Hakka used it for making umbrellas, matches, huochai, and other goods. They also used the tree's seeds to make oil. Hakka people, 客家人也会用油桐树的种子来制造油.
Well, they've done a lot with the tung tree, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. So let's look at the next line of the article.
Okay.
It says, however, they've also produced some famous writers.
Oh, I know about some of these people.
Well, let's find out about who they are. The article says, the three most famous Hakka authors are Wu Zhuoliu, Zhong Zhaozheng.
Good.
And Zhong Lihe.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, the noun author, spelled A-U-T-H-O-R, author, means someone who writes books, articles, and other works for their job. For example, we could say the author of The Hobbit was a man named J.R. Tolkien.
author 作者 The Hobbit 哈比人这本书的作者就是 J.R. Tolkien So author 是一本书的作者那 writer 是什么意思呢他是作家哦 We can say J.R. Tolkien is a writer、mm-hmm. He's the author of The Hobbit
Right So Elsie, do you know any of these three authors?
这三位最有名客家作者就是吴浊流、mm-hmm. 钟兆镇还有钟理和 I think I've heard of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so the next paragraph is going to tell us a little bit more about 吴浊流. Mm-hmm. Did I get that right?
吴浊流.
Okay.
Perfect.
It says, 吴浊流 was a Taiwanese journalist and novelist. Mm-hmm. Now, the noun journalist, spelled J-O-U-R-N-A-L-I-S-T,Journalist means someone whose job is to report the news. Mm-hmm. For example, Erica enjoyed her time working for the school paper, so she's thinking about becoming a journalist.
Journalist, 新闻工作者 The word journalist comes from the noun journal,、mm-hmm. J-O-U-R-N-A-L,、mm-hmm. which is another way of saying magazine or newspaper.
Right.
Another word that's important is journalism.Journalism, journalism, which is the activity of reporting the news, 新闻工作。
Mm-hmm. Now the noun novelist, spelled N-O-V-E-L-I-S-T, novelist, means someone who writes novels.、
Mm-hmm.
Novelist then obviously comes from the noun novel, spelled N-O-V-E-L,novel or a book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Novelist, 小说家 It comes from the word novel, 小说 Often we add the suffix er to describe people, but、mm-hmm. with these words, novelist and journalist, we are adding the suffix ist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like we'd say teacher is er plus teach,、mm-hmm. but this time...ist with journal.
Or like artist.
Right.
The end is I-S-T.
Right, perfect.、
Mm-hmm.
Now next the article says, in 1941, he went to China for 15 months.
Is there any reason why he did this?
Yes.
Went to China?
Yeah, let's take a look at the next sentence.、
Mm-hmm.
It says, history there heavily influenced his most well-known work, Orphans of Asia,、mm-hmm. or Orphan of Asia, sorry.、
Mm-hmm.So during his stay in China, he saw and experienced a lot of things、
mm-hmm.
that all had an effect on his famous novel, Orphan of Asia.、
Mm-hmm.
在中国的那段期间呢深深影响了吴浊流最著名的小说《亚细亚的孤儿》相信同学们都听过。
Now the book's name was Orphan of Asia.、Mm-hmm. The noun orphan, spelled O-R-P-H-A-N, orphan, means a child whose parents have both died. For example, thousands of children are now orphans because of the war. Not very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Orphan, 孤儿，那孤儿应该怎么说呢？我们在字尾加上 A-G-E, 变成Orphanage 就可以了、mm-hmm. Orphanage 孤儿院
Now sometimes we use orphan in a different sense、
mm-hmm.
The title of the book is Orphan of Asia、
mm-hmm.
Now we know that Asia is not a parent So the book's title must have a different meaning
Right、
mm.
And the article tells a bit about the book in the next sentence
Yes, it says The story takes a look at what it means to be Taiwanese
So, yes, the novel describes how Taiwanese suffered from Japanese colonial rule. 这本书描绘了台湾人在日本殖民统治之下的悲惨的状况。During that period of time, Taiwanese were treated unfairly by Japanese in Taiwan, so some of them chose to study in China.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Taiwanese intellectuals.
Okay.
因为在台湾啊受到日本人不公平的对待有一些台湾人呢特别是台籍的知识分子选择当中国的留学生但是到了中国情况如何呢 After they went to China, they found out thatThey were also treated unequally there.、
Oh.
They seemed not to belong to any countries,、
right.
which is why they are described as orphans of Asia in the novel.
Oh,、mm-hmm. that makes sense.
所以好像不属于任何国家的台湾人在小说中就被描述成了亚细亚的孤儿。
Well, thank you for that nice history lesson, actually. So it did have something to do with Taiwan.
Yeah.
Now let's find out more about the second Hakka author. The article says Zhang Zhaozhen promoted the use of the Taiwanese and Hakka languages in writing. Now here we're using the word promote to show that the author was trying to encourage the development of these languages.
Yes, languages can eventually die out if not enough people are learning and using them. So Zhong Zhaozhen encouraged people to use Taiwanese and Hakka languages, Taiyu and Keyu, especially in writing.
Right. Now, that's not all his most famous work did, though. The article says, his most famous work, The Dull Ice Flower, looks at education problems in the ignored rural areas of Taiwan. Now, we saw the adjective dull here, spelled D-U-L-L, dull, which means in this book title, not shiny or not bright. For example, the light outside is quite dull because of the large storm clouds.
Dull 在文章和例句中呢是晦暗的、不鲜明的意思。The word dull has other meanings though. It can mean boring, or not interesting, 无聊的、不有趣的。It can also mean not sharp, 钝的、不锋利的。As in a dull knife, 一把不锋利的刀。
Right. Now the verb ignore, spelled I-G-N-O-R-E, ignore, means to pay no attention to something you have been told about or know about. Now here the people and the areas outside of Taiwan's cities are ignored, which means that everyone who doesn't live there ignores those places. For example, in a kind of different sense, I know Gary heard me shouting, but he ignored me anyway.
Ignore, 忽视、不理会。文章中 ignore 字尾加上 dia 就变成了形容词 ignored, 被忽视的。
Now the adjective rural, spelled R-U-R-A-L, rural, describes something that happens in the countryside or outside of the city. For example, my grandparents live in a rural community. We have to drive an hour out of the city to get to their house.
Rural, 乡下的、农村的。The opposite of rural is urban, U-R-B-A-N, urban, 都市的、城市的。
Now it's important to learn about the education problems in rural areas. Because rural areas often struggle to get teachers and they have fewer resources like books and computers.
So I bet that happens in Canada also, right?
It does. Well, much of Canada is made up of rural areas. So children in these areas often spend a long time getting to school, maybe because there's only one school in the middle of many different communities. But very rural areas in the north of Canada can be so difficult to get to and very, very small. And many teachers don't want to teach in these places.
Same here in Taiwan. I believe this problem is existing in every corner of the world. As a teacher myself, I really hope there are enough resources for every child to learn.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to our third author, Zhang Lihe. The article says, Zhang Lihe is known as the father of Taiwanese rural literature. Now here we see the phrase be known as. To be known as something means that you're famous for being the person who does something important. For example, Michael Jackson is known as the king of pop.
Known, 知名的。Be known as, 后面加一个名词就是某人以某称号、称谓而闻名。Michael Jackson 是以流行音乐之王而闻名。
Now we also saw the noun literature, spelled L-I-T-E-R-A-T-U-R-E, literature. Now this refers to books, plays, poems, or other written works that people consider important and good. For example, we are reading the plays of William Shakespeare in my literature class.
Literature, 文学 Zhong Lihe is known as the father of Taiwanese rural literature. 他就是以呢台湾乡土文学之父而闻名的。
Now, in that sentence, we saw that it said rural literature. That means the books he writes are about the things in the countryside.
Yes.
Now, let's check out the article. It says, Zhang moved to China in 1938 and returned to Taiwan in 1946.
Zhong Lihe was there for about 8 years.
Next, the article tells us what book he was famous for. It says, From the Old Country is his most famous work. Now, the article also tells us what the book is about. It says, In it, he looked at the different ethnic groups in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the adjective ethnic, spelled E-T-H-N-I-C, ethnic, relates to a particular race, nation, or tribe, and those people's customs and traditions. For example, these two boys are from different ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
One is from the Ami tribe, and the other is from the Atayal tribe.
Ethnic 种族的 different ethnic groups 不同的种族、
mm. Now the article tells us Zhang Lihe's opinions about the different ethnic groups. It says, despite their differences, he felt they could get along in the end. Now the preposition despite means that something happened even though another thing is trying to prevent it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
For example, despite getting a 98 on his math test, Roy's father was still upset that it wasn't perfect.
Despite 是介系词，等于 in spite of 尽管，后面呢只能加名词或者是 verb ing ving。
Now the phrase get along means that people like each other and are friendly with each other. For example, the mother tells her son and daughter to play in different rooms when they can't get along.
A and B get along 代表 A 和 B 合得来，相处融洽。
Now the last line of today's article is, to make a long story short, if you like Taiwanese literature, check out these three Hakka authors sometimes. And we're going to cut for our shortcut for you today, to make a long story short, and go straight to our For You Chat question、
mm-hmm.
after.
Shortcut for you.
Pat,、
mm.
I've always wanted to know why did you decide to come to Taiwan?
Well, to make a long story short, I wanted to live abroad and Taiwan seemed like a great place.
That's a very short story.
Exactly. If we want to make a long story short, we cut a long story down to its most important points.
Got it. To make a long story short is 简而言之，长话短说。
That's it. Short and sweet. Just like you.
Thanks. But I really want to know the full story.、Huh. Can you make a short story long?
Very well. Back in 2004, I started working for a drug company in my home city of Nottingham. And there were many people who spoke German because they'd lived in Germany. And they had lots of interesting stories. And then in 2007, I went on a business trip to Japan. And I thought it was very interesting to see all of these people and to go to work at the same time as them.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question today is, who is your favorite author and why?
My favorite author is James Patterson. He writes books about crimes and mysteries.
Okay, always
interesting. I like him.Because his books are always easy to read and follow.
Okay.
Also, he puts out a new book every single month.
Wow.
Maybe more than 12 books a year.
That's a lot.
Have you heard of it?
I have, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he wrote that many books, though. That is impressive.
Yeah.
What
about you? What's your favorite?
Well, my favorite author doesn't write that many books, unfortunately, because I like him so much.
Mm-hmm.
But his name's David Mitchell, and he's actually the author of a book called Cloud Atlas, which was made into a movie a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't seen the movie because I like the book so much.
Oh.
I don't want to watch it because maybe it'll ruin it for me.
It'll ruin it. Okay.
Now, what about you guys? Who's your favorite author and why? Discuss amongst yourselves, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today.
Yeah.
So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Alice. See you next time. Bye. Bye-bye.
Great works of three Hakka authors.The Hakka are famous for their use of the tongue tree and for their food. However, they've also produced some famous writers. The three most famous Hakka authors are Wu Zhuoliu, Zhang Zhaozheng, and Zhang Lihe. Wu Zhuoliu was a Taiwanese journalist and novelist. In 1941, he went to China for 15 months. History there heavily influenced his most well-known work, Orphan of Asia. The story takes a look at what it means to be Taiwanese. Zhong Zhaozheng promoted the use of the Taiwanese and Hakka languages in writing. His most famous work, The Dull Ice Flower, looks at education problems and the ignored rural area of Taiwan. Zhong Lihe is known as the father of Taiwanese rural literature. Zhong moved to China in 1938 and returned to Taiwan in 1946. From the Old Country is his most famous work. In it, he looked at the different ethnic groups in Taiwan. Despite their differences, he felt they could get along in the end. To make a long story short, if you like Taiwanese literature, check out these three Hakka authors sometime.
Vocabulary Review.
Author. The author said that it took him 2 years to write his book. Novelist. Mary is a novelist. She writes stories that she has thought of herself. Orphan. The orphan's parents died in a car crash, and now his aunt and uncle take care of him. Dull. This silver necklace has grown dull over the years. Ignore. Ben ignored his little sister when she was trying to bother him. Literature. We're studying British literature in English class, including the works of Shakespeare.